Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. It is Friday, October 30th. My name is Trey Scott. You're listening to the College Football Daily. I'm joined right now by Anna Hickey, Clemson reporter for Clemson 24/7. Anna, well, we had some news tonight. Trevor Lawrence, star Clemson quarterback, tested positive for COVID-19, has mild symptoms, and will miss the Boston College game at least. Will you walk us through your night of these rumors started popping up on Twitter, and then about 20 minutes later, everything became official with Clemson releasing a statement?
Yeah, I was just sitting here watching the Panthers-Falcons game, and then I got like three text messages, not even on Twitter, but just text like, are the Trevor rumors true? And the first one I read, I was like, is this someone asking about him potentially coming back for his senior year? Because this week in media availability, he kind of made a comment that made it seem like it was a tough decision and he hadn't fully made up his mind. But then the more text messages I got, I said, okay, what's going on here? I don't think this must be something different. Check Twitter, saw that. I don't know exactly who broke the news.
NFL Network, which was just, you know, kind of random. And I was wondering like maybe it'd be just like straight up rumors because it was like there was nothing there. But then I saw the Mike Garofalo, I believe, I saw the same tweet you saw, and then it's like from there everything happened so fast.
So super fast. So from then I checked in with Clemson. Kind of waiting, you know, like a minute seems like forever when you're trying to confirm news. But did get confirmation that he was going to be out. And then shortly thereafter, Dabo Swinney kind of put to rest if it was true or not by releasing a statement, which I think was pretty just smart on his part, just to kind of get it out there. Said that Trevor is in isolation with mild symptoms, like you said, and we'll miss the Boston College game at least. So I think, you know, my mind went to two places. One, is he going to miss the Notre Dame game November 7th? And then two, how healthy is DJ Uiagalelei, the backup quarterback, former five-star freshman in the 2020 class, who played in the fourth quarter last week versus Syracuse, but missed the week prior against Georgia Tech, nursing a sore shoulder that he took a hit in the Miami game. It's been sore ever since. So, you know, I doubt the staff would put him out there last week if he wasn't 100% or close to it. So I don't think that's necessarily something you really have to worry about. But, I mean, obviously now I think the biggest concern is they've got a test again on Friday. So you just got to hope that the rest of the QB room isn't affected by it.
Yeah, no kidding. Contact tracing could be a nightmare here. I did see David Hale, when we were about to start recording, of ESPN tweeted, being told no issues with contact tracing. It's like, we'll see if that holds up. I definitely want to get into the Notre Dame thing and the ACC protocol, the 10 days, whatever. But let's start with DJ Uiagalelei. I think people in recruiting circles know who he is. He's a monster kid, a huge arm. Listening to our recruiting guys talk about him, they say he has a generational arm, a kid from California. What is you were covering Clemson when Trevor Lawrence, as a true freshman in 2018, took over the reins from Kelly Bryant? This is a totally different situation. Trevor Lawrence had played a ton in those first four games of the 2018 season, and it was a rather natural improvement for Trevor over Kelly. This is a little bit different, but what is your confidence level and the internal Clemson confidence level about DJ winning them at least one game?
Yeah. I mean, I think they're confident in not only DJ, but in the other pieces that they have. But I mean, like you said, this is a true freshman. This is not a guy that's played a lot of football. I don't care how talented you are to come out and try to lead Clemson against a pretty good Boston College team. I mean, that's going to be tough. And, you know, DJ, I think I'm pulled up his stats. 63% on the year. He's only thrown 19 passes, averaging 5.4 yards attempt, no touchdowns yet. I saw a tweet from a national media member saying, you know, DJ's come in and mop up duty, hasn't looked good so far. I'm just like, dude, he's played with mostly the second and third teamers. He's handing the ball off a lot when he's in there. I mean, let's just pump the brakes and already saying he hasn't looked good. So, I mean, I do think all of us kind of want to know what we're going to see out of DJ on Saturday. I mean, I know he knows the offense well. He won the second team job for a reason. He beat out redshirt freshman Tyson Pumacha, who's also been banged up, had surgery on his hand last week, his non-throwing hand last week, but certainly something to monitor there. I mean, I think right now, if you're Clemson, you're saying, thank goodness for Travis Etienne, right?
Yeah, no, I was going to ask. I definitely understand the trepidation. Like, there can only be so high of a confidence level to say, yeah, you know, the true freshman quarterback is going to beat Boston College, which is sneaky good this year, and then go on the quote-unquote road and beat Notre Dame. But if you're Clemson, you're really banking right now on Etienne. You're banking on a defense, which, hey, they got some injuries there, starting linebacker James Skalski, a defensive tackle Tyler Davis. Like, it was already, Anna, from reading your coverage all week, it kind of already felt sort of like a tense week at Clemson, right? With all the injuries and now Trevor. But the team is so balanced. You would think, outside of, you know, receiver help, they're going to be okay to at least get past Boston College, right?
I mean, yeah, you'd think. I thought the line was a little inflated. I think Vegas had it set at 31 or 32. And I think tonight it's already come down to 28. I mean, when I'm picking the game, I don't think I'm picking Clemson to win by four touchdowns. But I mean, what Clemson has going for it is, one, last week they came out kind of lackluster against Syracuse. And you would think that kind of rally the troops sort of thing, be super laser focused this week and not want a repeat of last week. But then also, I think you've got to look at what Boston College is coming in with. I mean, they just beat a Georgia Tech, they looked confident last week against Georgia Tech. They're on the rise with Jeff Hafley. And I think, like you said earlier, in terms of it being a tense week, I totally agree. Skalski's the heart and soul of this defense. I don't think we'll see Tyler Davis. Mike Jones is questionable, another linebacker. Darren Kendrick, best cornerback, didn't play last week. So just a lot of question marks. And maybe, you know, Dabo Swinney seems like the type of coach where when you have something like this kind of shock the whole team. He just seems like a guy that can get his team to rally around each other and kind of get the best out of these guys. So it also wouldn't shock me to kind of see Clemson come out with its hair on fire. And just play a really solid game. But yeah, I mean, it would be kind of a totally different ball game on the road next week versus Notre Dame that just beat Pitt. What was it, 45-3 last week?
Yeah, they crushed them. So let's do that. Let's talk about that. So the ACC test on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Clemson's being very vague with their statement saying Trevor Lawrence will miss the Boston College game. Of course, they're not going to mention the Notre Dame game. Why would they? Build in a certain amount of ambiguity and then see what happens next week. See if you can shave off a day from the isolation period, see if there's any sort of loophole. I know the ACC can't test out the way Nick Saban tested out of his COVID-19 positive test to coach against Georgia. Everyone's going to be talking the moment this Boston College game ends, and everyone's going to be, okay, let's count. Let's how many days. And if the positive test was on a Wednesday, that's 10 days and takes you to Saturday. But it looks like the conference, you have to be out of isolation for 10 days. Like, it's kind of a mess right now, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it almost would have been easier if it was 14 days, because then it would be like, okay, we know he's out, or a week, you know, where you say, okay, we know there's a chance he can come back, or a good chance at least. I mean, right now it's kind of teetering right on that line. I think the way the ACC words it is 10 days from showing symptoms or testing positive. So what's interesting is Trevor met with the media on Tuesday morning. So, I mean, you know, then obviously he didn't have it. So the assumption is that he tested positive on Wednesday. So I don't know whether Clemson tries to say, or whether he did start showing symptoms on Tuesday. I just don't know how this might all shake out. I mean, it will be interesting if he tests again on, you know, this upcoming week and has a negative test. I don't know how that's all going to shake out. That 10-day period is going to be right on the line.
That's news to me about the symptoms thing. And if they can say, hey, on Tuesday night when Trevor went to bed, he was feeling something, man, like this is next week is going to be crazy. Like this college football season has been insane. This story is the face of college football testing positive for COVID-19. And we're going to be spending every single day saying, will he play or won't he play? I don't envy you, Anna. I mean, it's going to be a fun week on the beat, but I think you're going to be pretty glued to your phone. We appreciate you joining us on the podcast late Thursday night. We'll let you get back to work and track the latest news, and we'll see how the Clemson tests come out on Friday. My name is Trey Scott. Our producer is Tiny Levitt. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.